Hi everyone, this is Mariana here. Welcome to your Wow Wrap. What does it mean to truly see? How many times do we look at someone or something but only see based on our own limitations or perspectives? How many times do we only see what we would like to see and ignore the rest? The word see has a number of different meanings. To perceive by the eye or detect as if by sight. To have experience of something or to come to know or discover someone or something. It can be to form a mental picture, to perceive meaning or importance, or to examine or to take care of. Our scripture this week comes from Genesis 16 verse 13. Then she called the name of the Lord, who spoke to her, "You are God who sees." For she said, "Have I not even here in the wilderness remained alive after seeing him who sees me with understanding and compassion?" Let us be determined this week to find our rest and contentment in our Lord. Our Father God never sleeps. He sees. He is aware. He is the great omnipresent God. He knows everything, our deepest secrets and our heart's desires. He knows our feelings, our fears and our joys. He cares more than we can ever understand. He sees us for who we are. He knows our innermost beings and He loves us unconditionally. He has compassion and wants the best for us. Let's find our comfort and peace in knowing that we don't have to pretend or hide anything, for He sees us, He knows us, and He loves us. Let's see what God sees. How often is our understanding of someone or something limited by our own perception of things? Through what type of lens do we look at ourselves, others, and our circumstances? How different would something or someone look if we saw what God sees? If we look through His lens of love and compassion, of power and might, of wisdom and understanding? What would we see if we allowed the Holy Spirit to open our eyes, if we became more aware of God's presence and His perspectives? And lastly, let's expect the impossible. Our God is omnipresent, omnipotent and omniscient. That means He is everywhere at once. It's impossible to hide from Him. He is limited by nothing. He has all power to do exactly as He chooses. He is merciful and kind. Because He loves us and He cares for us, He wants us to see Him, to experience His presence, His provision and His power. Let's look through new lenses. Let's look up to our Father and ask Him to change our perception, to see what He sees and to expect the impossible. There is no limitation to His might and power. Let us pray together. Father God, our lives are an open book to You. You are the one who sees us. You know us. You know what we are thinking and what we are doing. We are never out of Your sight. Your reassuring presence is all around us. How wonderful that we can find rest and contentment in knowing You are with us. Whether in darkness or in light, You created us and know every inch of our being. Nothing is hidden from You. You see us and carry us and prepare a beautiful future for us. Guide us on this road You have prepared for us. Help us to see what You see. Open our eyes, Lord, to experience You in every aspect of life. We love You. Amen. Have the most wonderful day.